The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
When I was in school and acting a fool, my soul got saved, my debt had been paid, but still I kept running off of my crew. Sex on my brain and death in my veins. Had a main thing, we stayed up too. Smoking, waking and thinking we naked. My body was loving it, soul was hating it, man. Time and time after time, our bodies were close, the girl was so fine. Heard a heartbeat that wasn't hers or mine. The miracle of life that started inside. Ignored the warning signs, suppressed that truth I felt inside. I was just having fun with this, I'm too young for this. I'm thinking me, myself, and I. Should I sacrifice this life to keep my vanity and live nice? And she love and trust me so much that whatever I say she'll probably go blind. But I was too selfish with my time, scared my dreams were not gonna survive. So I dropped her off at that clinic. That day get part of us died, man. I remember back in the day, I was barely in the first grade. Got teeth missing, watching Tom and Jerry, trying to go outside so I could play. I was told to watch out for strangers, keep my eyes peeled for danger. Folks working late, I had a babysitter, I ain't about to sit here and name her. I was almost eight when she came in late, woke me up with a game to play. Did a few things that's hard to say, she told me to keep that secret safe. Now how a young boy supposed to deal, I'm trying to act like it ain't real. Had my innocence just stripped from me, and I still don't know how to feel. And I'm wondering how to address it, can't tell my family too messy. So I just embrace it, it's hard to face it, I'm too ashamed to confess it. So I kept it in and they speak, didn't think it hit me so deep. So into it, I got promiscuous, and only God could help me get free. But I've been forgiven, my Savior risen, I'm out the prison, I know that. I got the power to say no to all of my struggles, gotta control that. Every time we slip and we fall, gotta get back up and fight on. We are not defined by our past, the future look bright, I see the light on.
Why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we?
not wasting time. I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Yeah, it's just you and me. So many things I can do to you, and so many ways I can believe. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, girl, I just wish that you would. Cause you keep, oh, you just keep, no, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. Say there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
Great morning, great morning, everybody. I know y'all are like, what the world? We got some, some Barry White going on this morning. We got some other stuff going on this morning. A lot of mixed feelings, a lot of mixed emotions going on. But I know some of y'all old heads on the line, y'all love that. That kind of puts you way back, you know, tells you your age when that song right there gets you to moving side to side. And dipping and grinding, yeah, that's what that. But this is not the relationship show, all right? So you'll get your minds right, So, you know, great morning, Grinders, man. Great to have y'all. Great to be on another episode of the realest show ever, Unscripted Conversation. You know, absolutely going to say some stuff on this show, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to bridge some gaps and some stuff that's going to make some people mad because, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. And that's okay. You know, we take that. We take the good with the bad, you know, and we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly all the time. And that's just life. That's all that is, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we know that not every moment is going to be good. But, of course, not every moment is, you know, going to be bad either. So, you know, you wake up and you live life and you love yourself and you love the people around you. Because the people that you are spending your time with, you know, those people should be the people that you actually, you know, love, you know. So when we're waking up in the morning, we're asking ourselves, we're saying, why, you know, we're the first words out of your mouth, you know, that you tell yourself is, you know, either, wow, you know, I got to get up and go to work, or man, I got to get out this bed, you know, wow, you know. So we start our day off with something negative, right? We start our day off with something negative. And, you know, if we really think about, you know, words have power and the mind controls the body, then we'll wake up and we'll understand that just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. So try, you know, laying in the bed. When you wake up, you open your eyes, you know, and before you do your 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you jump out of bed before the alarm clock goes off, you know, because, you know, people that are really working toward their dreams, they don't have to wait for the alarm clock. You know, they're ready to get up. Okay. They probably just went to bed. But nonetheless, after you say, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know, sit up and have that positive thought. Think about something positive. You know, God, thank you for allowing me to see another day. And I open my eyes. I have breath in my lungs. I mean, just start thanking him for everything that you have instead of concentrating on the things that you don't have. You know, let's not always be in ask mode. You know, let's be in thankful mode sometimes, too. You know, but most of the time. All right. Because God already knows what we need. All right. It's just sometimes it's super about what we want, and what we want is not always what we need. So. So guys, you know, we're talking about, you know, are you living or are you just surviving? Are you really living, capital L-I-V-E, or are you just surviving? And that has so many different, you know, subsets to it, because there's a whole bunch of are you living from a health perspective and just, you know, or just surviving? Are you living life, you know, enjoying yourself and just surviving, or what are you doing? You know, I always heard the saying, you know, life is short, smile while you still have teeth. You know, we think about that and you're like, wow. And everybody starts to smile and they say, okay, you know, I still have some teeth in my mouth, you know, so let me smile, let people see them, you know, hope you brush them today, you know, so smile while you still have teeth in your mouth. And, you know, the whole premise of what we're talking about today, you know, if you love the life you live, you will live the life you love. So what are you doing to make your life that you actually love so that you can live it to the fullest? And we know that there are a lot of things that we can do, because we live in I can't say we live in the richest country in the world, because that's not true. Rich is defined in a lot of different ways. I can say that we live in the most liberal country, probably the freest country in the world. And so we have the opportunity to basically do whatever we want to do. And most people aren't going to, you know, supersede what, whatever your choices are for your life. But why won't they supersede what your choices are? Because they're trying to make their own choices. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, people don't have time to make your choices and their choices. So we shouldn't depend on people to make the choices for us, to make the choices that we know we need to make. We have to depend on ourselves to make those choices, right? So are you living or are you just surviving? Ask yourself that question. And let's cover it in a few different stages this morning, because, you know, I love the show. I chomp at the bit for Tuesdays and Thursdays, because, you know, this is a show that I chose to of course be unscripted, you know, and this is the show that I chose along my journey, along my path that would actually grow me. And hopefully I can take some people along with me, create a mindset that's going to grow some people, help them bridge some gaps and move to the next level in life. You know, and ultimately, you know, no one wants to be plugged into a socket and used all the time. You know, we know we help other people build their dreams, but, you know, no one wants to be plugged into a socket and used to build someone's dreams for the rest of their life, you know, and then try to retire, find out you don't really have enough money to retire. And then you like, hindsight is 20/20. You're like, wow, man, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Man, life is short. Live. What are the things that you've been thinking about doing? What are the things that you dream of? What are your visions? What goals have you put in place that you're really not really trying to get to right now? You're really not trying to meet those goals because you're so tightly plugged into that socket. And I'm not just talking about a job. I know I talk about the J-O-B all the time, but I'm not just talking about a job. It can be anything. You could be doing the same old mundane routine every single day. What variety are you adding to that routine? You know, what are you doing that's just keeping you stagnant in the same place? But before we jump to that part, I want to get, because, you know, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. All right. Because I believe that there are a lot of people trying to move forward, but they squarely got their priorities, you know, out of whack. So, you know, we talk about, you know, what you put in your body, you know, it comes out. What you put in, you get out. You know, bad in, bad out, good in, good out. You know, we talk about that all the time. And there are a lot of people that do things just for the, I guess, the gratification that they get from it. And I mean, that's safe to say, you know, everybody loves to do things that make them feel good. So, you know, but there's different types of feeling good. Is it an emotional type feeling that you get when you do something for somebody or something for yourself? Or what about that feeling that you get when you eat something good or when you drink something good? You know, I'm not going to get into anything else because we already know that that's not good. But, you know, and smoking and drinking, all this stuff. So we know that's not good. But let's just talk about, you know, what we're doing to our body, first of all, because, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much you want to live that stellar life, no matter how much you want to live that baller's life or to live that singer or the dancer or you know, the poet, whatever life you want to live, it doesn't matter, not one bit, if your health is not right. Right? If you're sickly all the time, if you just don't have the body to the vehicle to achieve your dreams. You may have all of the money in the world right now. You may have all of the resources lining up for you. Money may not be an issue. You know, you got everything lining up, but you can barely get out of bed in the morning. You can barely walk up and down the steps without breathing hard. So we know that how we feel physically is a choice typically of what we do from the outside of our bodies. Yeah, you know, there's some, you know, people that were born with some deficiencies and things of that nature, but that was still a choice at some point in time in that lineage. It wasn't your choice, you know, but you're saddled with, you know, the issue. And I understand that, you know, but what are we doing to either try to reverse that, or what are we doing to prevent having an unhealthy body or an unhealthy vehicle to get us to our dreams, to help us meet the vision? So we always say, one of my favorite sayings is, you know, you get out what you put in. So if you're putting the bad stuff in, then of course you're going to get, you know, the bad stuff out. And a lot of us, we go day to day and we get so hung up on, I always say that we're slaves of our taste buds. And people will say, you know what, I'm so used to that, or it tastes so good, I can't resist it. And so that takes us back to where we were a couple of shows ago, talking about addictions. You know, food is an addiction. You know, of course, alcohol and drugs, they're addictions. We talked about that. But what about just being unhealthy? That's an addiction too. It's not an addiction that we all raise our hand for and say, hey, look, I want to be unhealthy. You know, when you go into the club or you go into the bar, wherever you go, when you ask for a drink, you know, you ask for that drink. You say, hey, look, you know, let me get a Sex on the Beach, or let me get a Long Island iced tea, or, you know, let me get a Crown and Coke, or whatever your vice is. When you ask for it by name, right? You ask for it by name because you know that you want a specific taste and you want a specific feeling from what you get. But how many of us wake up in the morning and go to the day and say, hey, look, give me a plate of that unhealthy over there. Yeah, look, give me a plate of that with all of that salt on it over there. Look, give me that chocolate dessert over there with all of the sugar in it so I can kill myself. You know, give me all of that bad stuff so I can put it inside of my body, and it's not going to feed anything inside of my body except destroy it. But I'm going to be a slave to my taste buds because it's got to hit my tongue first before it goes down my throat. And I want to taste it. I don't care how bad it is for me. I just want to taste it because it tastes good. Saying is, what looks good ain't always good. Everything that shines ain't not good for you. Everything that glitters ain't gold. So when we're making the choices to put bad stuff in our body, we may as well be saying, hey, world, look, I'm waking up and I'm going to go about my day and I'm going to live my life as unhealthy as I can. And everybody's saying, that's not a sentence that I would ever say. I would never say that. I don't want to live my life and be unhealthy. I want to be healthy. But if you want something, typically you put forth the action to get it, right? Now, let me put this disclaimer out there. All right. I'm not perfect. Nobody on this call is perfect. All right. Nobody's perfect. And we know and understand that. And if you know somebody that's not perfect like the rest of us, tell them right now to dial into The Grind at 657-383-1291. And, you know, let them get some of this tough love as well, because, you know, I'm just going to say it, you know, I'm an African-American male. And for all of my African-American people on the line tonight, this morning, men and women, you know, we have a very typically as a whole, we have a very unhealthy choice in what we eat. So that means, yeah, somebody's getting pissed off right now. I love it because you're saying, you know, well, I'm not going to let you tell me what to eat. I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. You absolutely can. You can be as unhealthy as you want to be. It's your choice. That's why we live in America. This is a democracy, not a dictatorship. So do what you want to do. But what I'm telling you is that your taste buds are on your tongue. And you are a slave to those taste buds that are on your tongue. And you pick up, here's what happens. You pick it up, and 99.9% of the time, you know it's bad for you. But you are a slave to your taste buds. You're not even hungry most of the time. You just want to eat. You want to taste something that tastes good. And now what's happening is when you're putting it inside of your body, your organs are screaming because they're saying, you know, I can't use 99% of the stuff that's in there because it's so watered down or so hyped up with all of these different seasonings that I can't filter out that it's just got to go and sit in your gut and we'll create fat from it so that you can have some energy to move. So it just stores it as fat because your organs aren't going to use it. And what happens at this point, your brain, the sensor in your brain tells you to keep eating because we haven't gotten what we need to get from a vitamin perspective. I'm your organs. We're screaming at you. We need certain vitamins and nutrients throughout the day to power this engine that you're moving. And if we're not getting what we need, then the body tells us to keep eating. The mind tells us to keep eating, keep shoveling food in your mouth until I get what I need. So we just keep eating. But the problem is we're not eating the right things. So, you know, over here at Total Life Changes, the company that, you know, Pam and I are part of, you know, one of the motivations and one of the drives that they have is that, you know, to make us as healthy as we can be, you know, to change our life so that we can live in order to spend the wealth that we create. So we understand not to be slaves to your taste buds. So if over all of these years, your organs have starved to get what they need, and you've eaten and eaten and eaten, and you've put on some extra weight, and you start feeling sluggish, and things just aren't, it's just bad because you feel like you can't move forward, but you've gotten accustomed to it. Oh, that's just how I've been. I'm just always, I never get up before, you know, 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah, I don't go to the gym. I hate the gym. I don't like the gym. There's too many people in there, you know. Oh, you mean workout? Yeah, it's hot outside. I can't. I'm not gonna go work out. No, I'm not gonna do that. Oh, what you mean? Drink water? No, when I drink water, I get full. I can't. No, nah, that's not what I do. I've never really drank water. You know, I've always put this much salt on my food. It's what I do. It's who I am. Don't judge me. You know, I love chocolate cake. That's just who I am. I got a weakness for chocolate cake. It's just what I do. It's who I am. We make all of these excuses because we've fallen short for so many years in our life. And we're not willing to make the sacrifice to not be selfish. And the reason I say to not be selfish is because your life is not just your life. I'm pretty sure that you have other people that are dependent on you, people that are around you that want to see you, that want to be a part of your life, that need you in their life. So if you're not making a sacrifice for yourself, then most certainly you're not making a sacrifice for them, because it's a sacrifice to all of a sudden say, I'm going to take control of my life, I'm going to take control of my health, and I'm going to start living and stop just surviving. So it's a sacrifice to grab that cart and move it out of the way so the horse can continue to move forward. It's a sacrifice. Anything worth having in life is worth making a sacrifice for. And as a matter of fact, anything that you have in life that you prosper from, there was a sacrifice that you made to get it. So we just got to put our priorities in place, right? So if we put our priorities in place, all right, we understand that our taste buds are on our tongues, and our taste buds need to be drawn under subjection to the mind. So the next time we walk into the kitchen and we open the refrigerator or the cabinet and we're making a choice of what we're going to eat, we look in our refrigerator and guess what? There's no choices of bad things, because what we've done is we've already eliminated the temptation. A, we don't even go down that aisle in the grocery store anymore. I'm trying to teach you guys how to live and not just survive. Yeah, it sounds hard. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. You've done all of these years, you've destroyed your body. You put stuff in that shouldn't be there. So now you've got to make a sacrifice, and it's not going to be easy. But you never realize that you need to make that sacrifice until it's too late, and you go to the doctor and the doctor diagnoses you with all of these different diseases, and now you're on the assembly line of doctors getting poked and prodded and getting all these medications shoved down your throat, needles here, needles there, and you're wondering what happened. Choices. What are your choices? What choices are you making right now? So this is the time for change, right? So now we're accountable for what we know. So if you don't want to know, you should probably hang up. Let's see how many people drop off of this call. Yeah, you should probably hang up if you don't want to know the truth. Because once you make a resolve to do better health-wise, once you start to get healthy, things start to change in your life. Once you start to make the right food choices, things change in your life. There's an aisle in the grocery store that has gotten larger and larger. I heard a comedian say that here in America, we have grocery aisles, and we have one aisle for just bread, and it's a 10 by 60 aisle. And he said that's a school in his country. But we have one aisle for just bread items. We have one aisle for just junk items. Sweet cakes, donuts, all of the bread you can ever imagine eating on that aisle. All of the junk that you can put in your body that you throw in the oven and they bake and package up and send to the store is down that aisle. Oh, and then they have the audacity to have another aisle of just sugar. I don't even call it candy. I call it the sugar aisle. One of the number one killers of people around the world, sugar. African Americans, we struggle with salt. Just one aisle for sugar. One aisle for sweet cakes. So the two things that kill us the quickest have a whole aisle dedicated to the store. So when you walk down that aisle, there's a different caliber of people on that aisle, on the bread aisle. There's on the aisle with all the sweet cakes. When you walk down the aisle with all the candy, there's a different caliber of people. That means there's a different mindset of people that walk down that aisle. I don't even go down the aisle. And Pam will tell you. We don't even flinch. We don't look down that aisle. We don't go down the sugar aisle. I don't care if my kids say we want to get some candy. I don't care. It's not good for you. We have this thing that we do with our kids, and it's okay, well, you know, they deserve some candy. So they deserve some candy, and you're buying them candy every other day. And what are you doing to their system? The same thing that you did to your system. It's about choices. Whatever you train your child up to do, see, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they will not stray. So what do? We train them up doing the wrong things. We train them up doing the same things that our parents did to us. We give them candy, or they're just children. So we train them up that way. So don't go down those two aisles, because there's a different mindset of people. And if you turn down that aisle, then guess what? You're of that mindset too. So now all of y'all going to be conscious when you go in the grocery store. You're going to be like, there's that aisle. I want to go down that aisle, but you're going to struggle with it so bad. And then some of you are going to try to get slick. You're going to send somebody else to the store, and you're going to tell them what you want so they can turn down the aisle. Same thing. We're killing ourselves with our choices, all because we are slave to our taste buds. Are you living, or are you just surviving? Because when you turn down those aisles, that's just survival at this point. Now you're putting stuff in your body that you know tastes good to you, slave to your taste buds, but I'm still going to do it because I got to have it. It's just who I am. I've always ate it. And you know what? There's no sense in stopping now. We get so good at making the excuses for what we want to do that feels good to us. If we know it feels good and it's bad for us, we've come up with this elaborate system of excuses that we make to be able to do it. And then once we start having the health complications from it, then we want people to understand and be sympathetic. And we can understand why people like me are telling you that you need to make better choices, because the reality is truth hurts, and you do. You know, we had a boot camp yesterday, first day of the Fit Lifestyle group boot camp. We had that boot camp yesterday, had some amazing people come out that really went all in. You know, you can tell that, you know, over the winter time, you know, people have made some choices to eat some stuff probably that they should not have eaten. And it could have been some peer pressure as well. But nonetheless, it's still a decision. The decision can be no one else's but yours when you pick it up and physically put it in your mouth. So that boot camp was day one, and everybody made a vow. Everybody pledged that they were going to do what it took to get the transformation and to get the body that they wanted. The body, not just that they wanted, the body that they needed, the body that they deserved, the body that their family deserved them to have, so that they have some longevity in life and they live life strong. So they all vowed to do that, and they said, we're not going to eat. We're going to cut back the sugar and cut back the salt. You know, we're going to stop eating, you know, no pasta, low carbs. We're going to drink a half our body weight in water every day. You know, we're going to cut out the Doritos, the Cokes, and everything else, and we're going to lead a healthy lifestyle, because this is Fit Lifestyle Group. It's not unfit lifestyle group. It's not the unhealthy life. This is the Fit Lifestyle Group, and a lot of people have a misperception of what fit is. Fit is not just looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or your favorite female bodybuilding model. What's her name? Jillian, whatever. It's a lot of them out there. You don't have to look like that, is it? Can you strive to look like that if you want to? Absolutely. That's your choice. But fit simply means making the right choices of what you put inside of your body, dedicating yourself to eating healthy. You don't have to. It is not about eating tofu or bland foods and you know, not enjoying how your food tastes. It's about having a healthy balance And here's why you have a boot camp. The boot camp is because you've done some things that you should not have done. So we've got to shock, subdue, and transform your body. So you go to the boot camp so that you can accomplish those three things. So the boot camp is so that you can shock your body and then you subdue your body. Within that 30-day time span, you're going to get the shock. You're going to get the subdue. The subdue means your mind takes control of the body. Because clearly, the body has been in control of the mind. So now that you've subdued the body with the mind, now you're in control. Now we can start the transformation process. Now you can start to get the body that you've always wanted, but you haven't had the intestinal fortitude to get it. So now your mind is running the body. So now we can transform. So that boot camp is that 30-day boot camp, you know, is for the end. Guess what? You don't work out for 30 days. Out of a 30-day boot camp, you're only going to work out for 12 days. 12 days. And it's body weight workout. What are the other 17, 18 days? What are those other 18 days? Is you getting control of your lifestyle? What are you doing when you're not at the boot camp? What are you doing in between that time frame? Are you actually doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, or are you just saying you're doing them? Because guess what? There's an old saying that I love, and it says the proof is in the pudding. It's going to show. If you're working out, if you say, you ever saw that person? I know a guy that's in the gym, and me and Pam talked about the other day. He's in the gym, and you ever been in the gym, and the person, there's always that one guy, or you know, that or that one girl. Typically, it's a guy. He knows everybody in the gym. Everybody. It could be a girl. Everybody in the gym. And they walk around and talk to everybody. And you know, you see them, they get on a machine a little bit here and there, and they do a little bit. But their body stays the same. Nothing changes. They look the same 6 months, you know, 6 months ago. The mind is not in control. Your priorities aren't set yet. So what goes in comes out, right? So that boot camp is what we're going to do to shock, subdue, and transform. And after that 30-day time span, now we're ready to lead that total fit lifestyle so that we can have the body that we need. Functioning organs. Everything is now is on its way back to normality because we're making the right decisions. So when you ask the vast majority of people, you know, what they really want for their life, they'll tell you, I want to be healthy and I want to be wealthy. I want to be healthy and I want to be wealthy. And over here at TLC, guys, you know, this, and I just want to share something with you because, you know, this whole show is about, you know, health and wealth and living or surviving. And if you want to live, you got to first, you know, clean out your body. And what we do to clean out our body is we have an amazing all-natural detox tea that's going to help you get all of the junk out of your body that you've been shoveling through your mouth for this entire time. It's going to get those parasites out, those toxins. It's going to clean that your intestines out. You're going to automatically start to lose weight in your midsection. That's the first thing that's going to happen. Our slogan is lose 5 pounds in 5 days. And so now we've gotten all the junk out. We do what we call changing the oil. You just put the bad oil out. Now we're going to put the good oil back in with a product that we call NutriBurst. It's a liquid multivitamin, gives you 72 minerals, 19 amino acids, and all the whole fruits and greens that you need to power through your day. Give you everything back in your body. So that's the good oil going back in your body. It's going to give you the energy that you need. You're going to already see the boost of energy from the ISOT because now your body, now it can process food properly instead of just going and sitting there. You know, the average person has 10 to 20 pounds of fat. Not even fat is to get it even turns into, but have 10 to 20 pounds of feces, poop in their body, in their intestines. So in essence, you know, we're all full of poo-poo until we detox our body. I don't care. Some people saying, well, I'm slim, you know, or, you know, I don't really have, you know, a belly. You still need to detox your body. If you breathe air, It's toxic. You need to detox your body. Doesn't matter what color, race, creed, or denomination you are, you still have to detox your body. So you take the bad stuff out, put the good stuff back in. And from there, you want to continue to put good stuff in. We have some other great supplements like NRG, which is going to give you the energy that you need, you know, even more energy to power through your day, natural raw energy. Now you're able to basically burn over 300 calories a day just by taking this all natural supplement. It doesn't give you the jitters and that crash that you would normally have for those harmful sugary drinks that you get in the convenience store. Guys, there's a couple things that I do as a staple in my life. When I go to the gas station, if I go in the gas station, I'm either going in there to get some water, and typically I'm not getting water because I buy a specific kind of water that has a very high alkaline rate to it, okay? So I typically bring my water from home, all right, because I know my body needs to be alkaline. That's the water we drink at our house, all right? But you go to a gas station, you're either going to go – if you go in that store – I'm either getting water because I'm desperate for some water. I didn't get any, bring any from home, you know, or I'm going to pay for gas because the pump's not working. Nothing else I'm getting out of that gas station. That's just to be honest with you. Unless I'm in a bind, I'm going out, I need to get, you know, some sort of a painkiller or something like that, you know, a Tylenol or something. I mean, just something that I'm just in an emergency type situation, all right? Because typically, if your body is functioning the way it should, then, you know, you're not going to really have to worry about all of the normal things that other people worry about, like, you know, pain and stuff like that. Your body is now in tip-top shape, functioning the way it should. So I get gas. I don't go in there. Another thing I don't do is, you know, one of my guiding lights is if you get it through your car window, it's bad for you. If they're handing you your food through your car window, it is laced with saturated fat and salt. It's not good for you. All right. Drive away. Make a sacrifice. Go home. Fix yourself something to eat. I don't care if you go get a George Foreman grill. Go buy you some turkey burgers. Go buy you some chicken. And you put that chicken and that turkey burger on that grill. You get you some Mrs. Dash, something very low in sodium, and you season it. And you take your fork and knife and you cut it and you eat it. You don't even put the bread on it. Because if you want those abs, guys, if you want to cut that fat and continue to cut that fat on your stomach, you got to lay off the bread, okay? Lay off the bread, all right? All the processed foods and the bread, it's going to keep the fat just throwing in your body, especially in your abs, right? So if it's going through your car window, not good. Now, some of you are going to struggle with that because those hot fries from McDonald's will be calling your name. And you're hungry because, you know what, all I had for lunch was a chicken salad. And, you know, I need more than that. You know, I don't feel like going home and cooking, you know, any dinner. I don't have time. So I'm going to stop and get these fries just this one time. And it's just this one time on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and oh, by the way, Friday. But in our mind, we've told ourselves, it was just this one time. So anything worth having is worth making a sacrifice for, right? Nobody said it was going to be easy. And it shouldn't be because it's been so convenient all of this time. And you know the old saying is, you know, if you do what's hard now, you'll have it easy later. If you do what's easy now, you're going to have it hard later. So we've been doing all of the easy stuff, being a slave to our taste buds, because we just love the way it tastes. And we eat it. And we don't allow other people to peer pressure us and tell us, oh, don't worry about that, Jim. Just eat it. It's good. And we eat it. Doesn't take much to convince us. And we eat it. Put it in our mouths. Oh, that's good. Man, I love it. I love it. So health and wealth, what goes in, you know, comes out. We can't expect anything other than what we put in our body. Remember, guys, when we had those plans to conquer the world when we were younger? I know I did, man. I had some plans to do some things, and you know, I had to circle back around and rekindle that fire. But we stopped really being hungry for those things because we got bogged down. We probably got unhealthy physically or unhealthy mentally through all of the secondary circumstances and the people, the toxic people in our lives. And we just allowed those dreams, that plan to conquer the world, to just kind of die out. So at this point, once you start getting yourself back to the right health perspective, now you're able to make those plans again because you start feeling different. And I talked about the people that you, when you go down certain aisles in the grocery store, it's a different mindset of people. When you go down the aisles that and you start purchasing the stuff that you know is good for you, you're conscious about what you're purchasing, then the people that are on those aisles are the people that care about their life. Those are the people that are conscious. They're not health nuts, if you want to call them health nuts, whatever, you know, but they're people that care about their life. They're not selfish. They want to be around for a long time to see their grandchildren. They want to be that person that's going to stay in someone's life. We've seen so many people that have left us because of health issues. And it's always very painful when someone leaves here and they haven't lived their full life yet. I know we say, you know, what a person's life is their purpose, and their purpose, that's what they're here for. So they, you know, their God don't make mistakes. I agree. But at the end of the day, if we don't watch what we put inside of our bodies, if we don't watch the stuff that we let from the outside, you know, other people put in our minds as well, then that's where the poison really starts. Is people trying to tell you what you should do in terms of putting the bad stuff in your body and saying it's okay. But, you know, it's a choice. It's a choice. And you most certainly have the ability and the opportunity to make whatever choice you so see fit to make for your life. I'm not telling you what to do. I would be crazy to do that. I'm just giving you a suggestion or telling you what, you know, what me and my family do. It's your choice if you want to continue to live an unhealthy life. It's up to you. Some people say, you know what, I'm going to die one day. I may as well live and have fun. Hey, if that's your philosophy, live, have fun. But I don't plan on being in a nursing home when I'm 70, 80 years old. I plan on living my life. I plan on still walking around doing whatever it is that I want to do and not being limited because I made poor decisions, poor choices in an earlier life. So are you really talking about it and doing it, or are you just talking about it? Are you that type person? I used to talk about things and then, you know, then you go back and you're really not about it. You know, you're not about it, but it seems popular. You know, it seems cool to talk about it, but you're really not doing it. It's a whole nother level to actually talk about it and do it. See, leaders, they lead by example. They lead from the front. They don't allow you to do anything that they wouldn't do or have not done already. Right? So a lot of you on the line, you're leaders or you're aspiring leaders. And what you do is make the right decisions. You lead by example. What you do in the dark always comes to the light eventually. The proof is in the pudding, right? So if we make the right decisions when no one is watching, it's easy to make the right decisions when people are because it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. It becomes a part of what we do, right? Because we understand the sacrifice. We understand that we need to drink half our body weight in water a day. We understand, you know, that we don't need to put, you know, drink Cokes because and say, hey, you know, Cokes, Pepsi, they were made with water. They got water in them. Great excuse. Great excuse. But it's not helping you. So if we cut out all of the excuses and understand that we got to make a sacrifice, not just for ourselves, but for the people around us, then guess what? We start to live. Practice what you preach. You heard Barry White say it, right? Practice what you preach. It would be insane for me to run a boot camp, to run a fit lifestyle group and not live a fit lifestyle. What benefit would that give me? Eventually I will be found out that I'm not fit. I can't even run from here to the corner without breathing hard and complaining the whole way. See, I believe wholeheartedly that our mindset controls everything. And when somebody tells me, when we're doing a boot camp, and I'm telling the boot campers, I'm like, hey, you know, no matter what's said, cheer about it. No matter what's said, be positive about it. Burpees you got to do, no matter how many push-ups and sit-ups you got to do, no matter how many push-pulls you got to do, no matter how many pause pushes you got to do, no matter how many push-ups you got to do, how many planks you got to do, no matter how many squats you got to do, if you tell your body that you're in control, you can do more than you thought you could do, which is the epitome of growth. You don't grow until you move out of your comfort zone. So if you never push yourself or never submit to be pushed, then you never grow. And you remain the same person, and you wonder why the people around you are growing and you're not. It's because they've made a conscious decision to push themselves, to stretch themselves. And I got to give it up to everybody that came out, you know, to the boot camp yesterday. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised that, you know, everybody really jumped in and everybody just went for it. You know, I could tell some people were out of shape to get back into it. But that's what a boot camp is for. A boot camp isn't for, you know, the person that has it all together. The boot camp is for the person that just wants to get, that wants to get better, that wants to come, you know, from a spot in life or a place in life, in their life, from a health perspective that they should not have been. You know, can the fit come? Absolutely. You know, you can always get better. You know, you can always get better. You can always improve. So, you know, I was excited, you know, for them, because I know the transformations are coming as long as they practice the principles that are associated with living a fit, healthy lifestyle. And it's not as hard as you think. So you just have to ask yourself, am I ready to live, or do I just want to continue to survive and shorten my life and keep stumbling over things that are behind me because I'm making all of these excuses? Because I'm not going anywhere, so my past keeps catching up with me. The same people keep catching up and being around me because I'm putting the cart before the horse and I'm not going anywhere. Guys, we don't stop laughing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop laughing. And we have to have fun in what we do, you know. And we have a blast and we keep everything, you know, with a lot of humor. Because I believe that, you know, whatever we do needs to be fun. You know, it's going to be some pain involved. It's going to be some pain. We want to have fun while we're doing it as well. So, you know, when you make the decision today from this point forward, you know, to go and do whatever it is that you do throughout the day, ask yourself, you know, am I really setting myself up to be living my life from a health perspective and a financial perspective, or am I just trying to survive? Do I still want to conquer the world? Well, I need a fit body to do that. I need to put the right stuff in my body so that I can feel good about myself, so that I can get up in the morning, so that I'm not hitting the snooze button 3 or 4 times and being late to work, so that I'm just not feeling sluggish all the time. But I'm gonna start right now. I'm gonna make a new resolve, and I'm gonna start right now, today. If you bought the wrong stuff to work, the bad stuff that you know you shouldn't eat, throw it in the trash. Go find a healthy alternative. And there's no time like the present to change, right? No time like the present to change. One thing is constant, ladies and gentlemen, and that is definitely change. And the world around you is continually changing. All you have to do is make that decision on whether you want to change or not. Are you living? Are you just surviving? Guys, that's my time. Thank you so much for chiming into the grind this morning. It's an absolute honor to have you on this line with me today. You know, you could have been doing absolutely anything that you wanted to do, but you chose to dial into the grind and listen. And I'm so appreciative of that, ladies and gentlemen. So this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Tell a friend, bring a friend, you know, tell them that, you know, if you need some gaps bridge, you don't know what it's going to be, but who knows what you may hear. And you may actually get some your gap bridged, you know, just on the grind. So, guys, you know, have a blessed day. And remember, you know, don't look back. Keep looking forward. Keep moving forward, because there is absolutely nothing worth seeing behind you. God bless, guys.
Yo, P. Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah. Check it out.
I'm telling you what I know. God's got it.